You know, Keith Carradine, all these young punks have guitars and they smoke a lot and what have you. And one day Keith said, hey, let me play you something I wrote about this.
Oh, no.
And oh, Jesus no. Christ, there it was. Now, you know, all young guys singing this high falsetto, you know, that, and then they drop to the bass. And I can give you some of the songs I heard it once. He goes, it don't bother me, it don't bother me. Life may be a one-way street, but it don't bother me. You know, here we come off with Tex Williams or some other asshole, you know, in a big score concept, and a train is a train and a man is a man. No shit. You know. So, in other words, too much control or not enough, I don't know which.
Well, you know, we're supposed to have faith in the public that they're gonna find what's worthy in the film anyway, and they didn't.
That's right. Well, it just wasn't presented to them correctly.
Do you like the film?
Well, I like everything I do. Little old me.
You did that. You didn't let them lay a glove on you yesterday. I went to that TV thing. And they say, how many kids you got? And you say, 8. And they all get ready. And they say, 2 of them. Oh, I don't know whether your wife heard this line.
Oh, yes.
But they're all ready. And things are grinding away. And he says, I've got 2 so far. And the other 6 are assholes. And they just...
Well, that's a glove pretty good touch odds. You just think of all these guys that walk around with nothing but junk for kids.
Can we trust
in their mind.
Can we trust the audience?
Well, I don't know. There's a matter of
have faith
trusting in them. Right? Yeah, it's a matter of are you topical? You know, wouldn't it be great to make a Christmas show in July?
Have you done that, or is that a future project?
No. But you know, that anticipation I love. Because one day the audience is going to say, we spent all the money, Lee. I know. I made a mistake. So there is hope.
Tony.
Yeah. 1 minute. Okay, 1 minute. Ford. Tell me some things about Ford. You worked with Liberty Valance. It's an underrated movie. It's a great movie. You know.
Well, there's not an awful lot to tell you about Ford that hasn't been done by more lyrical men than myself. He was an ace. He was the only liberal that I ever met in my life that I believed.
Why?
Well, he did it. He did it. He made The Informer. He made No Grapes of Wrath. And he's considered a hard-nosed Republican. And all his sidemen believe that. And he was absolutely the freest, you know, man for liberty that I've ever met.
This all hooks up, though, you know.
Yeah,
he makes 7 women and makes
yeah.
And they just he can't get the money for April Morning.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, we discussed that, Pam. You know, he called me over his house one time, and I went over there, and he gave me that script one April morning, and I read it. He said, "What do you think?" I said, "No." He said, "Why?" I said, "Well, you're writing it like they're Americans, and they're not." This is the day before Lexington.
Yeah.
And I said, "They're Englishmen." And he said, "Jesus Christ, I never thought of that."
Did he buy it? What you say?
Well, there it is. That's
he still wanted to make the film, though, didn't he?
Yeah, couldn't get it off the ground. No way, because as I say, that's the conflict. These are Englishmen, not Americans.
Yeah, but...
Because you weren't an American until about 1923, for Christ's sake. Prior to that, you were a Russian, or a Jew, or a Negro, or an Irishman, or... America didn't really come together until way late in life. We're only 300 years old. You say, "I'm an American." The guy from Mexico says, "So am I." Hey, hey, that's all right.
One last one. You said yesterday, I don't see how you could have said, well, I see how you could have said, I don't believe it. You said something about in relation to Iceman Cometh, that you didn't believe that men needed pipe dreams. Am I misquoting you?
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. I thought you said that. Yeah. Do men need pipe dreams?
Well, whether they need them or not, they've got them. So I killed my pipe dream. You've got to kill him. That's the scene that you saw.
Yeah. What's it leave you with? You gave that to the ladies yesterday. Okay, I don't want to. Right. I don't want to burden you. I appreciate you giving me a little time. I really do. I wish Emperor would have been better.
Well, look, all you can do is the best you can. You know, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's all. You know, but you don't look at Picasso. I keep going back to him.
Yeah, but it's got to hurt. I don't care what you say.
How many paintings? 200,000. So one of them might be good and the rest might be shit. But as long as you get one good one out of that, that's a little leave your mark routine. You know, I was reading, I have a book at home called Bogart, which is one of those pictorial, you know, large thing. He made 75 films, 5 of which were notable, 3 of which went down. So that's not bad, is it? Tell us, anyone? So, you know, you can understand that, you know, just all it takes is 3 good flicks in your life.
But how many people going to that flick will know it's a good flick? You know, how many people...
Well, history tells the rest, doesn't it? I mean, they really do. I mean, you look at The Informer, and you just stand there in amazement. Or you look at Grapes of Wrath, and you're just in a state of shock. I mean, these people are real.
You think Grapes of Wrath is true, the film?
Well, look, the author was one of our early communists, right?
Right.
In Dubious Battle, things like that. And then you read Travels with Charlie, and boy, he laid it down. He spent the rest of one night in Oregon talking to this motel, mother and father, that had a son, it's a fag, in Oregon, in the mountains. And the kid wants to go to Portland to become a hairdresser, and the parents can't understand that. So he spent all night talking to him, telling him what a great business, you know, hairdressing, what a future it had. You say, wow, Jesus Christ. That's a scene, isn't it? Steinbeck, his own time, for one guy. Right. So, you know, it gives credibility in areas that you didn't even experience prior to that with his work.
Yeah, fine. I'm very appreciative. I really am. Because you write a piece of criticism and you believe in a film, and you sell it, and you know,
and you get slapped in the
can
face.
Be lonely too. You
get
wonder,
slapped in the face by your own audience.
You wonder, sure. And I wanted to know if I was wrong. You know, as I don't think I am. I believe it. In fact, if you'd said it was horse shit, I would have said no, it's not.
Yeah.
But we would have had a problem. Yeah. Because
well, some great stuff in that film. I mean, that scene just between the kid and I with no dialogue when I'm throwing the buckets around. Jesus, that's a song.
But who does the audience identify with?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you very much.
I was too strong in the film. Yeah.
Probably for a good friend of mine.